granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know his lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, when Lum called their biographer, Mr. Chancellor, to get some more ideas on how to conduct an urban social season for Miss Emmeline's benefit, he discovered that Mr. Chancellor had left the boarding house the night before and had not been seen since. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store discussing Mr. Chancellor's departure. Listen.
Well, is that where Mr. Chancellor went in, up there in the hills?
Yeah, he told me all about it this morning.
You mean he actually stayed down there in that mine shaft all night long, Lum?
Yeah, he done it.
Oh, my goodness.
See, he wanted to see how it felt to be down in there so as he could write down in the book exactly how we felt.
Yeah, but of course, we was trapped down in there, though. He could get out any time he wanted to.
Yeah, but that gave him a pretty good idea how it was, how dark and scary and damp and everything was. He could find out the condition we lived under.
Yeah.
Of course, there wasn't no wildcat in there.
No.
Oh, I wouldn't go down in that place again for all the money in the world.
Doggies, me neither. Elizabeth tried to get me to go down the cellar to get a few potatoes the other day, and I just flatly refused to do it.
I don't blame you none. I even got a flashlight over at my place that I turn on before I go in the closet.
Of course, there's one thing I still can't understand about that Mr. Chancellor, Lum. Why didn't he let Sister Simpson know where he's going instead of just disappearance of Miss Atteris that away?
Well, there was no particular reason for telling her.
How?
Sister Simpson ain't his guardian.
Well, no.
Just because he's living at her boarding house ain't no reason why he ought to tell her every little thing he does.
No, I reckon not. I do wish he'd stay put a little bit better, though. He gets me all nervous the way he's always just vanishing all at once.
Well, just stop worrying about it. He's all right. He's honest, I know he is. And when he gets over here today, don't look at him like you're suspicion him or something.
Is he coming over here?
Yeah, I told you about it.
How?
He's going to interview Cedric and get his side of the story about us being trapped in the mine.
Oh, get that. What's the matter? I'm getting forgetful of my memory. When do you reckon he'll be here?
Well, he ought to be here now.
Well, maybe he's disappeared again.
Oh, no. He'll be here.
You can't tell about that feller.
Cedric ought to be here, too. I told his mama to be sure and remind him.
Yeah, well, Cedric's more likely sleeping this time of day after working there at the defense plant all night, you know.
I hope he's wide awake when he gets over here and Mr. Chancellor starts interviewing him.
Well, it's sort of hard to tell exactly when Cedric's wide awake and when he ain't.
Yeah, another thing, Abner, when he gets here, don't let me forget to tell him to come over to my place tomorrow and help me move buffets around.
Move buffets?
Yeah, for my buffet party this weekend.
Yeah, I know what they're for, but I never knowed you was able to get hold of any buffets.
No, I final called that second-hand furniture place in there at the county seat, and they're going to send me out a batch of them tomorrow.
Well?
10 of them, if they've got them.
10?
Yeah. I figure I'm going to need that many.
Ain't that going to cost you an awful lot of money, buying that many buffets, Lum?
Oh, I ain't buying them. I'm just renting them.
Oh.
But you're right, it is costing me a lot of money. It's might nigh cheaper to buy them. But I couldn't think what in the world a man would do with 10 buffets after the party was over.
No, that's a lot to be sitting there in the dining room. Well, you sure you're going to need that many?
Yeah, I figured it all out. See, if I can get 5 people up to a buffet, 3 stools in front and 1 on each end, and I'm aiming at inviting 50 people, so that means I'll need 10 buffets.
Right, doggies, you are putting on a party, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, and this is just the beginning. Just wait till you see some of the parties I got in mind.
Well.
Oh, I'm a goer once I get started.
Yeah.
I know this is going to run into an awful lot of expense, but I don't even care. If I can wind up engaged to Miss Emmeline, I grannies it'll be worth every cent of it.
Oh, yeah. She won't have the heart to turn you down after you spending all that money. Have you actually got 50 people coming to that buffet supper?
Well, that's how many invites I'm going to send out.
Oh, yeah. You're going to send out regular invites, huh?
Yeah. Will Spencer's printing them up right now.
Hmm.
They're going to be fancy, too. Down in the corner of it says RSMFT.
Well, that'll be... Huh?
I said RSMFT. That... means they got to tell you if they're coming or not, so you'll know how many vittles to set on the buffets.
RSMFT.
Yeah.
Of course, now you're going to have to send out a letter to everybody, Lom, and that you send the invite to explain what that means in there.
Oh, no. Everybody in the smart set knows that. That's all us on high-class society invites.
Well, I don't know what it means. I'm a member of the smart set now, ain't I? I'm coming to your party, ain't I, Lom?
Well, yeah, but you're just sort of a junior member of it now, though.
Junior?
Later on, you'll work up to... Wait a minute. Yonder comes Mr. Chancellor. And he's, I hope Cedric ain't too awful late. Busy man like Mr. Chancellor ain't got time to sit around waiting for folks.
Now, how long does it take to work up to be a senior smart setter, Lom?
Mind out.
Wait long. I'm getting old.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Chancellor.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, gentlemen. What a lovely day it is.
Howdy, Mr. Chancellor.
Hello, Mr. Peabody. Well, how's everything going, Mr. Edwards?
Oh, just dandy fine, I reckon.
Say, where's our boy, Cedric? I'm looking forward to this interview. I expect it to be quite provocative.
Oh, yeah, it will be, no doubts about it.
Well, he ain't here. He's more likely home sleeping.
Yeah, he'll be here, though. I know he will.
No good.
And before he gets here, Mr. Chancellor, is one thing I believe I ought to tell you.
Oh, yes? What's that?
Well, Cedric is sort of... Well, he's a good boy and all that.
Oh, fine boy. Yeah.
But he's a little... Well, when it comes to mental thinking and such as that, he's what you might call slow.
Oh, I see.
So when you're asking him questions, I'd suggest that you break him up in little bitty words for him. Make it as easy for him as you can.
Yes, yes.
See, he ain't never actually got past a third reader in school till this year. Now he's in the fourth, but there's some weeks that he just plumb forgets to go to school.
And while we're waiting for him, Mr. Chancellor, I got a few more photographs of myself.
Oh, have you?
Thought you might want to put them in the book. Now, there's a good one right there of me when I first joined the Pin Oak Flats Boating and Mandolin Club.
Hey, wait a minute. Here comes Cedric right now. Doggies, look at him. Got his blue serge Sunday suit on, a new pair of tennis shoes. He's sure dressed up.
Recollect what I told you now, Mr. Chancellor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hurry up and get in here, Cedric. We're waiting for you.
Here I am. Well, what do you do, Mr. Chancellor?
Well, hello there, Cedric. I'm happy to see you.
Yeah, I'm happy, too.
Mr. Chancellor here wants to ask
you... Yeah, I know all about that. I know what I'm here for. Well, let's get started, Mr. Chancellor.
Yeah? Well, yes, all right. Well, yes, that's fine. Good, go ahead.
My name is Cedric Wolfgang Weehunt, and I'm in the fourth reader at the Cloverleaf Township Public Schools. I'm ready to answer any questions you may propound in a willing and forthright manner.
How?
Well, that's fine, Cedric, fine. Is this the boy you were telling me about, Mr. Edwards?
Well, yeah, but...
Hmm? Are you feeling good, Cedric?
Let us proceed, Mr. Chancellor.
Well, now, let's see. Where would be a good place to begin?
Would you care to know how I become connected with the mine entrapment story?
Oh, yes. That's the logical place to start. Of course, yeah. Proceed, Cedric.
Oh, thank you. I shall. It was with a good deal of alarm that I learned one morning of the sudden disappearance of my two good friends, Mr. Lum and Mr. Abner. Post haste, I directed myself to the establishment of Mr. Dick Huddleston, and there, after a short consultation, the aforementioned Mr. Huddleston organized a searching party and forthwith set out on a reconnaissance mission throughout the surrounding hillside.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. That's
much to our dismay, however, we found no trace of the venerable old probates.
Well, I'll be...
Or reprobates.
Huh?
Wait a minute. What'd you call a...
No. Wait. Let me get this down. This is excellent material, yes. Excellent. Just what I want.
Cedric, where in the world...
Please, Mr. Peabody. No, don't interrupt us now. I want to quote Cedric verbatim.
You want to what now?
Somebody ought to do something to him.
Yes.
He's
there we are. Yeah. There we are. Now then, let's see. Where do we go from there?
Oh, try me on how we got the idea to follow the dog.
Oh, yes, of course. That would be next. All right. How did you get the idea to follow the dog?
Let's see now. Try me on what happened when we first come to the mine shaft.
Well, all right. Let's do that then. What happened when you first came to the mine shaft?
Well, doggone it.
You having difficulty, Cedric?
No, Ma. Let's go back to that other one about following the dog.
All right. How did you first get the idea of following the dog?
Oh, Say, Mr. Abner, mind if I use your phone for a minute?
Well, go ahead, Cedric. You sure you feel all right?
Yes, Mom, I feel fine.
Peculiar chap. Certainly has lucid moments, though. Very interesting type. Might do a whole book on him sometime.
Oh, is this Frank Foster still on station? Is this Mr. Frank? Oh, this is Cedric. Yeah, pretty good. You better give me them answers again, though.
Oh, that's it. Frank just memorized him on
that. No, Mom, we done that, and give me that second. Oh, well, I'll tell you, I'll come over there, and you can give it to me then while you're changing the tar. All right, Mr. Frank, goodbye. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to leave now. I'll be back in about a half hour. I've got to do something secret.
Well, that's all right, Cedric. Suppose we just postpone this interview of ours for a little while.
I'll be ready next time.
Yeah, I'll see you again soon, Cedric. Well, I'm sorry, gentlemen, I have to rush, but I have to go, too. I'm late now.
You ain't going to disappear again, are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't wait, Mr. Edwards.
Well, wait a minute. You ain't looked at these pictures yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have to go right now.
Well, where about you going?
I have to see Miss Emmeline Platt. Our engagement starts at 4 o'clock.
Engagement?
Huh?
Did you hear that, Abner? Mr. Chancellor's beat me to it.
Beat you to it?
Well, yeah, didn't you hear him? He just admitted he's engaged to Miss Emmeline.